and the ultimate poetry within an increasingly oppressing framework is our autonomous framework. And there are two forms of slavery, the one perpetrated by the master to others, and the one perpetrated by the master to themselves to be masters. And in all the political clashing, all that we can end up belonging to is our own selves. And what is most difficult is to find a place where to express one's own humanity without the ideological imposition of others. And nothingness comes with the total colonization of the bourgeoisies. And once our freedom of expression falters, all we can consolidate is the framework. And the mechanicity of the world imposed on us kills our imagination, but the mechanicity from within us reboosted. And in one way or another, the point of departure is our point of arrival. And ironically, in the battle between the socialist and the capitalist, the old royalist were the only one able to preserve the land. And conveniently, the left declassify anti-authoritarianism as right, and the right declassify anti-authoritarianism as left. And one peculiarity about power structure is that they hinder any type of independence and enable only dependencies. Modernization is a process of getting us more and more used to what it would be otherwise utterly unnatural. And in one way or another, the violence of the individual is always the response to the violence of the system. And the hyper-irrationality generated out of scientific rationality can only be confronted by an hyper-rationality generated out of artistic irrationality. And the more life is constrained by the system, the more delirium is the outcome. And we may look very conventional, but explode with the humanity that no non-conventional individual has. And the equation that the richer people get around them, the poorer they get within them, will always stand true. And we are all living into a bullshit dream of an empire turning life into a nightmare. And personal talent is parked, and only the side celebrating a power structure is boosted. And one piece of anthropology is certain, and that is the bigger the authority, the more he or she will want his or her subjects to be buried with him or her. And minorities are the last let to power, and just don't let go until they become themselves repressive. And we shouldn't be thankful to the colonizers because they feed us as they deprived us of the forest in the first place. And lastly, where there is authority, there is genocide. And there is nothing more monstrous than sedentary beings in their bourgeois environment. it is only in our decentralized ecology that we can thrive, since centralization always precludes either a fast or a slow type of suicide. And the greed that imprisons us is the greed of civilization, nothing more, nothing less. And there needs to be an extraordinary effort to get our life message through, and that is the work of art. And a beautiful life is a road that keep on hiding and showing us a too beautiful end. And of all the symptoms obsessing us within our middle class enclosures, nature bears none. And to be successful means to enforce the idea that we are superior to others, and that is an absolute abomination. And of a place we do not escape the wilderness, but the Neolithic setting either exploiting it or not allowing us to be part of it. And confrontation only means entrenching oneself in a power position when the real solution is giving up power altogether. And with a foot in the grave, only in the future we can be wishful. And extremes are good only when they start erasing one another. And while there are elements of civilization that recalls indigenous life, it is overall against it. And let not our reborn Paleolithic nature be taken over by the old Neolithic manias. Lastly, we have to colonize the land of the colonizers, to rewild our nature and our humanity. And kneeling in front of a golden altar is not being humble, but quite the contrary. And in the end, there are two options. We either get exterminated or we self-exterminate ourselves. And to be truly pure, our only drive ought to be total, unconditioned autonomy. And unless we rebel, the future of humanity is to be in a technologically assisted state of vegetation. And there is a tremendous abyss between being a Jesus or an Ulysses. And one trait of the Neolithic is to grow disproportionately and at the first crisis kill one another. And the superiority that stereotypes brought about can only be squashed by an extraordinary example. And conformists are those whose morality is being inserted within them as a set of dogmas. And we were told we were evergreens, when in fact the all of our nature is about to season. And we return to the origins after a long journey, and we are no longer recognizable, and yet we carry the seed of revival. And we need a little group of men to set off for the adventure, or else a great courage and determination. And on the libertarian path, we shall manifest the all of our creative arts. and we will be able to conclude that until there was a forest, everything was well. And ultimately, only back to nature, we are all equal. And all the special effects we are so fond of are just but the surrogates of the effects we lost moving into civilization. And the tradition of exploiting nature by appropriating ourselves of a fixed place is not how we came to live in this world. And the oppressive Neolithic regime shouldn't be taken as the starting point, but as the beginning of the end. And the high pitch of the bourgeoisie is the lowest of pitch of the free spirit. And any top-down plantation is a dead plantation. And if starting from zero, one always gets zero, how is it ever possible to step up? And we just need to set the beginning, and from there anything can happen. And paradoxically, it is in the depth of the wilderness that we can escape the grayness of the cultivated fields above. And opinions can be multiple, but the fact that we have to return to nature is not popular.